It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. New Mexico Secretary of State Maggie Chalice Oliver says she is ending her U.S. Senate campaign against U.S. Representative Ben Ray Lujan in the Democratic race. Chalice Oliver also endorsed Congressman Lujan in the race to succeed retiring Democratic U.S. Senator Tom Udall. This week, we're hearing from candidates for Las Cruces City Council. Today, the District 4 candidates address whether they would support a $15 minimum wage. In ballot order, here's Joanna Bencomo, Robert Palacios, and Antoinette Reyes.
It is no surprise that I, as a community organizer, I was a big advocate and will continue to be an advocate for workers and for living wage. If you're asking me about $15 an hour as an aspiration, absolutely. As a reality in Las Cruces, I'm not sure, right? The very first thing we'd have to do is have a conversation with a wide variety of businesses in the city before we make any sort of decision like that. I don't believe that anything on the table has been discussed around that. But if we're not there, if the city is not at a position where we can say, yes, let's pay workers a fair wage for their hard work, then I think the question becomes, what can we do to support businesses so that one day we can get there?
Thank you. Mr. Palacios.
Yes, thank you to KRWG and the League of Women Voters for holding this forum, and to the viewers for stepping up to educate yourselves on the candidates. As far as $15 an hour minimum wage, I do not think that Las Cruces from, my big stance is supporting business and having a year of business for Las Cruces in 2020. So I do not think we're at the point where $15 an hour is reasonable for our community coming into the election times and moving forward. But there's always room to grow. So as far as $15 an hour, I think we need to stand fast and stay where we are with our minimum wage and go from there. But it's definitely about sitting at the table and making sure that everybody who will be affected by a minimum wage increase has their say.
Thank you. Ms. Reyes.
Hi, I'm Antoinette Reyes. Thank you for having me here today. To answer your question, I fully support a living wage, but I believe that given the state's recent increase in the minimum wage, that before the city increases the wage locally, that it's more important that we do something to address the tipped wage and the invest more in affordable housing and make sure that people in Las Cruces have opportunities.
The candidates for District 4 on the Las Cruces City Council. You can watch the entire forum in the KRWG News Election Center. You'll find a link on the right side of our homepage at krwg.org. In more news, you have until November 7th to comment on a new U.S. Forest Service management plan for the Carson and Santa Fe National Forests. New Mexico News Connection's Roz Brown reports.
New Mexico's Upper Rio Grande watershed is home to one of the best-connected wildlife landscapes in the country. But development is fragmenting the landscape and reducing habitat, creating challenges for migrating wildlife. A new 20-year management plan for the Carson and Santa Fe National Forests is now open for public comment. Andrew Black with the National Wildlife Federation is encouraged that the plan would recognize three key areas critical to wildlife corridors, but he'd like to see it go further and prevent new road construction and energy development.
Protecting important migration pathways or wildlife corridors enables wildlife to travel safely from their summer and winter range and also allows animals to adapt to the impacts of climate change, whether that's related to fires or drought as across the West. Those are major impacts and shocks that we're seeing from climate.
Black also encourages planners to recognize bighorn sheep as a species of concern. A report this year from the United Nations estimates that 1 million animal and plant species are on the verge of extinction, with alarming implications for human survival. Public comment about the plan continues through November 7th and can be submitted at connectedcorridors.com. Black says wildlife is adaptive, but due to climate change, some habitat changes are occurring so quickly, watering holes on a wildlife migration corridor can disappear from 1 year to the next. He says any plan for managing forests must use the best available science to make sound decisions that protect wildlife while also allowing people opportunities to access the natural world.
Opportunities for hiking, fishing, hunting, camping, bird and animal viewing, and a lot of other recreational activities that really supports our outdoor economy and forest local communities.
Black adds that 87% of New Mexico residents say they want more overpasses or underpasses built for wildlife, and 73% want to prevent oil and gas development in known migration areas. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
Stay updated with the latest breaking news and also special program announcements by keeping up with KRWG Public Media on social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and also subscribe to the KRWG News YouTube channel. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.